读几处的经文。
Let's turn to several passages together.
首先，请翻开《约翰福音》。
The Gospel according to John.
第十章第十节。
Chapter 10, verse 10.
找着了好不好？请我们同声的来读这一节经文。
After we find it, let's read it together. John chapter 10, verse 10.
约翰福音十章十节，我们一起来。
Together, please.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。我们再请翻到诗篇
The book of Psalms
三十六篇
Psalms 36
第六节
Verse 6
我们还是请大家一起来读
Together please
因为在你那里有生命的源头在你的光中我们必得见光。第九节，对不起，对不起。
Verse 9, I'm sorry.
三十六篇第九节。
Psalm 36, verse 9, together again.
因为在你那里有生命的源头，在你的光中，我们必得见光。约翰福音。
Go back to the book of John.
第一章第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
我们一起读
Together
生命在他里头这生命就是人的光我们在读哥罗西书第三章
The book of Colossians chapter 3
我们读第三节第四节
Verses 3 and 4.
我们一起来
Together.
因为你们
已经死了 For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命。他显现的时候你们也要与他一同显在荣耀里。第四节说基督是我们的生命。
Verse 4 says, when Christ who is our life.
我们在读罗马书第七章第六节
Romans 7, 6、
对不起今天早晨多读几处的经文
We have a few more scripture reading this morning
第七章第六节
Romans chapter 7, verse 6
我们一起来但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了现今就脱离了律法叫我们服侍主要按着心灵的新样不按着遗文的旧样这里说按着心灵的新样不按着遗文的旧样可以这样翻译说按着灵的新样或者圣灵的新样不按着字句的旧样
We serve in the newness of spirit can also be translated to say We serve in the newness of the Holy Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter.
罗马书第十四章
Romans chapter 14
第十七节
Verse 17
我们一起读
Together please.
因为神的国
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
只在乎公义和平并圣灵中的喜乐我们在读哥罗西书
Back to the book of Colossians
三章十四节
3,
到十五节
and 15
哥罗西书三章十四十五节
Colossians 3:14 and 15
在这一切之外要存着爱心爱心就是联络全德的又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主你们也为此蒙召归为一体且要存感谢的心我们再读几处的经文
Let's go to a few more scriptures.
今天早上多读一些。
We'll read a few more this morning.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
二十节和二十一节。
20 and 21.
找着了，请我们还是一起来读。
Philippians chapter 1 verses 20 and 21.
照着我所羡慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧。只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians 2:20.
这应该我们不用翻，我们可以背了。好不好?
You should be able to memorize it by now.
多年蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，我们一起背好不好?
For those who have been saved for many years, you can memorize together.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It is no longer
如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我现在肉身中活着，那是因神儿子的信心而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。我们在读提摩太前书。
First Timothy chapter 1.
对不起，我们先读彼得前书。
But before that, let's go to First Peter.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们一起读
Together,
因为经上说人若爱生命愿享美福需要禁止舌头不出恶言嘴唇不说诡诈的话也要离恶行善寻求和睦一心追赶我们最后读提摩太前书第六章十二节
And lastly we will go to 1 Timothy
六章十二节
verse 12.
我来读给大家听，我只选几个一句话读。
I'll read it to you all selectively.
你要持定永生。
Take hold of eternal life.
我们今天早晨读经就读这么多。
So much for scripture reading this morning.
好不好？请我们一同低头，在主面前再有一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you with all of our hearts.
你在爱中召聚我们到你的面前。
You've called us in your love to come before you.
你让我们和弟兄姊妹一同来吃你爱的筵席。
You allow us to participate in your love feast.
在这筵席中，你成为我们的满足。
And in this feast, you became our satisfaction.
你亲自来服侍我们。
You came personally to serve us.
主啊，你的温和叫我们伟大。
Lord, your meekness made us great.
主啊，我们越多在你面前领受恩典。
The more we receive grace from you,
我们就越感觉自己是贫穷的人。
The more we feel that we are impoverished people,
我们是一无所有。
We have nothing,
我们也一无所事。
And we are nothing.
主啊，求你今天早晨再向我们施怜悯。
Lord, once again, have mercy on us.
让我们全心来到你的跟前。
So that we want to come to you with all of our hearts.
让我们这个人成为一个虚空的器皿。
So that we ourselves become a very empty vessel.
让你来充满我们。
Allowing you to fill us.
像诗歌的作者所说。
Just like what the writer of the song says.
借着圣灵导下你的爱。
Through the Holy Spirit, pour out your love.
来满意我们这个人。
Fill us.
主啊，愿你在我们身上伟大。
Lord, be manifested in us.
愿你在教会中伟大。
Be great among your church.
谢谢你恩待我们。
Thank you for being gracious to us.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我刚才和弟兄姊妹读的经文。
All of the many verses that we read.
可能我们中间老练的弟兄姊妹已经知道我要讲什么题目。
For those of you who are more experienced, you probably know my theme for today.
为着这一次来西雅图交通。
For the sake of coming here to serve in Seattle,
我有好几个礼拜在主面前等候。
I have been waiting for quite a few weeks before the Lord.
我听这里弟兄们告诉我说，孙弟兄最近在交通生活系列讲座。
And I've heard that Brother Sun has been sharing about the series of walking in the daily life, in your Christian life.
我心里非常羡慕在西雅图的弟兄姊妹。
I really envy after the saints in SCA.
能够享受这么丰富主话语的供应和主的同在。
That you can enjoy such rich, abundant words of the Lord as well as His presence.
有时候看看自己，觉得虽然蒙恩也有一些年日，却是非常的贫穷和幼稚。
Sometimes as I look at myself, even though I have been saved for many years, and still I feel very immature and even impoverished.
所以当我把这样的祷告带到主面前的时候，
So as I pray such before the Lord,
主就引我的注意力来到这个题目呢，就是生命。
The Lord led me to focus on this theme, which is life.
我们知道生命的源头在神的里面。
We know that the origin of life is in God.
诗篇的作者告诉我们说，因为在那里，在你那里有生命的源头。
Because the psalmist tells us that in Him is the fountain of life.
今天世上一切的生命，它的起源是从神那里开始的。
The source of all life on earth must come from God.
我们人的生命也是受造的，是从神那里而得着的。
We in our human life are the created ones that we have received from God.
本来神造我们这个生命的时候，是我们可以见神的面，并且与他交通的。
Originally, when God created us, we are supposed to see His face and have fellowship with Him.
我们和神之间呢，有一个爱的关系。
And between us and God, we have a love relationship.
我们在创世纪第一章、第二章里面，我们看见。
We see this in Genesis 1 and 2.
神造人的时候呢，他心里何等的欢喜。
When God first created man, he was so joyful.
他心里面充满了祝福的意念。
He was full of the thoughts of blessings.
充满了爱的意念。
And full of the thoughts of love.
但是很可惜呢，人在这样的光景中生活的年日很短。
But very sadly, man could live under such a situation in a very short time.
读圣经的人称那一段时期叫做无罪的时期。
So Bible scholars call this period of time as a time of sinlessness or innocence.
在那一段时期呢，人因为没有罪的阻隔，可以活在爱中与神交通。
At that time, there were no gap of sin, so therefore man could live in love with God.
但是很可惜，在创世纪第三章我们就看见仇敌来了。
But very sadly from Genesis chapter 3 we see that the enemy came.
主耶稣讲到呢，仇敌好像盗贼一样。
And so the Lord spoke of the enemy like a thief.
主说盗贼来做什么呢？
What does the thief do when he comes?
他来偷窃。
He comes to steal.
他来杀害。
To kill.
他来毁坏。
And to destroy.
他偷窃什么呢？
What is he stealing?
因为当神把人造出来的时候，
Because originally when God created man,
神把人放在伊甸园里面，
and placed man in the garden,
不仅来享受神所创造一切的丰富，
not only to enjoy all of the abundance of this garden,
并且神还给人一个职分，
but then God has also commanded man,
来管理神所造的全地，
to govern all of the things on this earth.
神把那个代表的主权交给了人，
and so God has given the authority of representation to man.
当盗贼来，就是撒旦神的对头来的时候，
So when the thief, which is Satan, which is the antagonist of God,
他就要把这个主权从人的手中偷窃过去。
So he stole this authority from men away.
所以我们读到新约时代，我们看见这个世界都握在那个恶者的手下。
So we come to the New Testament time when we see that the whole world now is under the power of this evil.
本来应该是人代表神来管理全地的。
Supposedly, man is supposed to represent God to govern this world.
但是盗贼来了，就把这个主权从人的身上偷去了。
But then the thief came to rob away the sovereignty that was supposed to belong to man.
他来在做什么呢？
What else did the enemy do?
主说他来杀害。
The Lord says he came to kill.
他叫人怀疑神的话语。
Allowing man to just doubt God's word.
他把神的话语扭曲了。
And he twisted man's God's word.
所以有人讲呢，这个撒旦呢，在像古蛇一样。
That's why some people say that Satan was like this round serpent.
这么蛇呢，这么一弯呢，就是一个 question mark， 就是一个问号。
Curls over into a question mark.
叫人对神的话语扭曲了，并且怀疑神的爱。
letting men to really distort as well as doubt God's love.
所以当人接受了撒旦的建议，
as men receive the recommendation of Satan,
去吃了那分别善恶知识树的果子，
and ate of the fruit of the tree of good of knowledge,
人的生命就被杀了。
So the life of man was killed.
因为神在爱中告诉人说，园当中那棵分别善恶树的果子，你不要吃它的。
Because God had commanded man not to eat of the fruit of the tree of good and evil.
你吃的日子必定死。
If you eat it, you shall surely die.
不是神要刑罚人。
It's not God wants to punish
man. 神要保护人。
He wants to protect man.
但是呢，撒旦扭曲了神的话语。
But rather the enemy distorted God's word.
我们知道撒旦是非常会讲话的。
We know that he is very articulate.
他把神的话语抄了一半。
He only copied half of what God was saying.
然后呢？再加上他自己的看法，
and then he added his own,
以至于人就被欺骗了，
to the point that man was deceived.
这个欺骗呢，一进来人的生命就被杀了，
and when this deception comes in, the life of man was
killed. 那个生命就是原来可以与神交通的那个生命，
this life originally was supposed to have fellowship with God,
能够享受并且能够认识神爱的那个生命，
to be able to enjoy as well as know God's love.
所以到新约时代，使徒们告诉我们说，罪是从一个人进到世界。
So therefore, we come to the New Testament, and the apostle tells us that sin entered through one man.
死又是从罪来的。
And death by sin.
撒旦就把罪借着人带到世界上来。
So Satan through man has brought sin into the world.
主再讲到盗贼来是做什么呢？
Then again, the Lord says, "What did the thief do when he came?"
他来毁坏。
He comes to destroy.
毁坏什么呢？
Destroying what?
我们刚刚讲了，他杀害人的生命。
Already we said that he killed man's life.
但是人还活着。
But man is still alive.
我们看见当亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
After Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of the tree of good and evil.
他们还活了很长的日子。
They still lived for many many years.
我相信比你我今天在座的人啊，都活得更长。
Much longer than you and I today.
他亚当呢活到900多岁。
Adam lived to over 900 years.
虽然他活着，
although he was alive,
但是神在他身上那个做工的根基被撒旦毁坏了。
But the foundation by which God could work in him was already destroyed by Satan.
撒旦非常的聪明。
Satan was very smart.
把神的那个可以工作的，就是生命的那个根基呢，变成了罪性的一个生命。
He turned the life in which God could work in man had turned it into the life of sin.
我们看见这是人类堕落的一个故事。
This is a story of the fallen man.
我们看见这是人类历史中许多事件背后的原因。
And this is the reason for many issues that happen in mankind.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，但是主耶稣说，我来了。
Dear brothers and sisters, and yet the Lord says, I come.
我们感谢主，神的儿子来了。
We thank God because the Son of God came.
他来了，要除灭仇敌一切的作为。
He came to destroy all of the work of the enemy.
他要 undo all the work of the enemy.
So he came to undo everything that
the enemy
did. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
在你我身上，主是不是 undo 了呢？
In you and I, has he undo many things?
主耶稣讲说，我来了是要叫人得生命。
The Lord says, I come that they may have life.
这个生命在人的里面再度成为我们可以掌权的那个原因。
And once again, this life in man can allow the Lord to reign.
这个生命叫我们再度回到与父神亲近爱的交通的里面。
And this life enables us to resume the life of fellowship with God.
这个生命也叫我们在肉身中，在我们有生的年日里面，神得着一个根基，在我们身上能够做工，好叫我们得着丰盛的生命。
And this life enables us to allow the Lord to work a life of abundancy in us.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们每次擘饼，我们看见他为我舍命，好叫我得着生命。
And every time we break bread, we're able to see that because he gave his life so that I can have life.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你受不受感动。
I don't know if you feel touched by this.
我常常感觉，主啊，我这个人不配。
So many times I feel so unworthy.
我实在不配。
I am truly unworthy.
主的爱却临到我。
But the love of God comes to me.
让我可以得着这上好的福分。
So that I can receive the better portion.
主耶稣来不仅叫我们罪得赦免。
The Lord comes not only that our sins can be
forgiven. 罪得赦免不过是消极的。
That is just on a negative part.
积极的乃是得生命。
But positively, this life gives us life.
而这个生命，对不起，这个生命不是我们从父母那里得来的。
And this life is not the life that we had gotten from our parents.
从父母那里得来的，不论多好。
No matter how good this life is you have from your parents.
它是一个被根基被破坏的生命。
It is a life that the foundation is already destroyed.
它是一个下沉的生命。
It is a fallen life.
但是从主那里得着的生命。
But the life we receive from the Lord.
不是别的。
Is none other.
就是主的自己。
But Jesus himself.
所以使徒保罗告诉我们说，基督是我们的生命。
So the Apostle Paul tells us that Christ is our life.
我们得着这个生命，在我们生活中，我们会经历它。
And the life that we receive, we can experience Him.
这个生命是属天的。
This is a heavenly life.
它里面是宽广的。
In us, it's very broad, very enlarged.
是自由的。
It's very free.
我读过一位西国的弟兄讲道。
I read of a sermon from an American
Western preacher.
It's very easy to be grabbed by petty things on earth.
我们姊妹讲，这他用的这个字，地上的事都是小事 ，petty things.
The things that he used in his preaching was small things.
我们觉得今天发生在我身上是大事，不得了的事。
We feel that so many things that happen to us is just tremendous.
但若是我们摸到了这个生命呢，属天的生命，我们就发现地上的事不过是小事而已 ，petty things.
But once you're in touch with this heavenly life, you realize that. Everything that we go through on earth are just petty things.
他用了一个例子。
He used an example.
他说我们去坐飞机有这样的经验。
We experience this when we're on a plane.
哇，在飞机场看见了，到处都是飞机啊。
In the airport, you see airplanes everywhere.
特别到大的机场。
Especially when you go to a big airport.
如果你去 Denver 啊，那看那那里的飞机停机场停满了飞机。
In Denver Airport, there are a lot of airplanes.
有时候我都感觉我怕了，这飞机在 taxi 的时候会不会彼此相撞啊？
Sometimes
翅膀会不会刮到啊？
That when the plane is taxied onto the drive, the plane runway, it may clash onto each other because it's so big.
因为它很拥挤。
Because it's so crowded.
因为我们是在地上。
And we're on earth.
人与人之间很拥挤啊，我们就很多的难处，很多的问题。
Because we're so crowded with each other, one another, then we have a lot of problems.
但是当我们一上天的时候，
But once you get up to heaven,
你很难看到另外一架飞机啊。
It's very hard for you to see the other airplane.
如果你在天上看到另外一架飞机，可能有危险了。
If you can see another airplane in the sky with you, then maybe you will have a problem.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是我们得着这个生命可以经历的。
This is something we can experience in this life.
所以主告诉我们说，我们要思想上面的事，不要思想地上的事。
That's why the Lord tells us that we are to think the things above, not the things on the earth.
不是说我们不要活在地上。
It doesn't mean that you're not supposed to live in this world.
但是我们活在地上的时候，我们要过一个属天的生活。
But yet it means you're living on earth, but yet living a heavenly life.
他是何等的宽广。
He is so big.
何等的自由。
And so free.
我们不被这些事物抓住。
We don't want to be in bondage by these petty things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个生命何等的好。
How wonderful is this life.
而且这个生命呢，它是属灵的。
And this life is a spiritual life.
灵是看不见的。
You cannot see the spirit.
今天很多人觉得要我信主呢，我信不来，因为我看不见他。
A lot of people say, you want me to believe I can't because I cannot see him.
我们要证明，要证据。
You want evidence.
若是我们的灵得着了，被开启。
But once when your heart or your spirit is open,
我们摸到了这个属灵的生命。
And you're in touch with the spirit.
得着了这个属灵的生命。
And you receive the spiritual life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那看不见的世界就在我们里面打开了。
Brothers and sisters, the invisible world will be visible to you.
基督徒是一般，活在这个肉身世界。但是觉得这个世界是虚晃的一般人。
Christians are the people who are living in this material world, and yet we know that everything in this world is vanity.
保罗告诉我们说，我们人都是虚晃的。
Paul tells us that we on earth are just people of vanities.
你承不承认你是虚晃的？
Do you accept that you are in falsehood?
我向人传福音说，好多人说我很诚实啊。
When I share the gospel,
我从小就是凭着良心做人呐。
I live according to my conscience.
可能我们还不够认识自己。
Maybe we don't really know ourselves.
不仅我们的言语，我们自己靠不住的。
Not only our words are unreliable.
我们也发现我们的生命，连我们的身体都是一个虚晃的，因为它都要过去。
Even our life and our body is in falsehood because one day it will go away.
唯有那看不见的属灵的宇宙，神所在的，那是真实的。
Only the spiritual world, the invisible world, that's where God is, and that is real.
当我们看见的时候，
when you see this,
我们要何等的喜乐，何等的感谢。
How joyful you can be, and thankful we should be.
主要擦干我们许多的眼泪。
Because He will wipe away many of our tears.
我们亲爱的人被主接去了。
When our loved ones are taken,
我们照着肉身，我们会怀念，会难受。
In our flesh, we will have memories of them and feel bad.
但是我的里面的眼睛一张开，看见那个真实的宇宙。
But once when our inner eyes are open to see the true universe,
我们里面立刻得着安慰。
Immediately you will be comforted.
弟兄姊妹们，这是这个生命带来的。
This is what this life can bring you.
你有没有活在这个生命的感觉里面呢？
Are you living within the sense of this life?
你我是不是活在这个生命带给我们的眼光中间呢？
Are you living within the perception of which this life can give us?
我们是活在世界的眼光中呢？
Or are you living within your earthly perception?
个人眼光呢？
Or individual perception?
物质的眼光呢？
Or material perception?
艺术的眼光呢？
Even artistic ones?
还是一个属灵的眼光？
Or are you within a spiritual one?
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们得着了这个生命，
Brothers and sisters, if you have this life,
对世人而言，
to the people of the world,
你就成了一个奥秘，
you become a mystery.
他们不懂你为什么这样，
they will not understand what you are doing.
他们不知道在你里面发生什么事情，为什么你会这样表现。
They can't tell what's going on inside of you and why you are acting in such a way.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的生活。
Brothers and sisters, this is our life.
因为那个生命在我的里面。
Because this life is in me.
我们是不是看见了呢？
Have you seen it?
在希伯来书的作者讲到摩西的时候，
The author of Hebrew tells us about Moses.
摩西呢，他面前可以一个拣选。
Moses had a choice in front of him.
继续留在埃及，他有权可以做法老的王位。
If he remained behind in Egypt, he had the authority to become and to be in place of Pharaoh.
或是他要和基督和他的百姓一同到旷野去受苦。
Or that he has to go with God's people into the desert to suffer.
希伯来书作者说，摩西呢，他看见了那不能看见的，他就轻看埃及的这个荣华富贵。
So therefore, the author of Hebrews says he saw which is invisible, so he despised this world.
他情愿就着基督啊，在旷野里面和他的百姓一同受苦。
He'd rather go according to Christ into the desert to suffer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是我们里面的一个秘密。
This is a secret we can have within.
这个生命在我们里面呢，它也会显出来，它是复活的生命。
And this life within can also manifest to be a resurrected life.
什么叫做复活呢？
What do I mean?
就是它经过死的考验。
It means it has gone through the test of death.
它进到死里面，但是死不能关注它，它出来了。
It goes into death, and yet death cannot contain it, so he comes out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个能力在每一个有耶稣基督的生命的人的里面。
Brothers and sisters, this power is in every single person who has the life of Christ.
我们相信不相信呢？
Do you believe this?
我们有时候可能想呢，这个生命大概在金台弟兄里面多一点。
Some people may think that this life is more within Brother John.
像我这样聚会也不会祷告的人呢，可能就没有了。
And for a person like me who don't even know how to pray, I may not have that much of this life.
不是这样的。
That's not true.
每一个得生命的人都得着的是一样的生命。
Every single one of us who have this eternal life have the same life.
我们在波特兰呢，弟兄姊妹刚刚在基要真理读完重生这一课。
The saints in Portland just finished reading the first lesson of the basic truth, which is born again.
分组交通的时候，
as we separated into our groups,
我去参加一组的交通。
I went to one of the groups to share.
我们中间有一位弟兄呢，平时是不太说话的。
There was a brother among us who usually don't talk very much.
他常常在聚会里面讲，伯弟兄，你们吩咐什么，安排什么，我就做什么。
Many times he would say, Brother Bo, whatever you tell us to do, we'll just do it.
但是那一天分组交通，他说我要做一个见证。
That day in a sharing, he says, I have a testimony.
他说刚才我们弟兄讲，我得着一个复活的生命，我有见证。
He said, just now our speaker says we have a resurrected life, I can testify of that.
我们听了，我们觉得很稀奇。
We heard and really marveled.
他说啊，我小时候，我十岁开始就抽烟。
He said, I started to smoke when I was 10.
他现在40多岁了。
Now he's in his 40s.
所以他抽了30多年的香烟。
So he smoked over 3 decades.
我说我认识你这么多年，我怎么从来没看过你抽烟呢？
So I thought, wow, all these years I've known you, I never saw you smoke.
他说因为我很有技术。
He says, because I am very
连我太太都以为我已经戒掉了。
Even my wife thought that I had cut the habit.
但是我每天呢，一定到了时候就要抽的。
He says, every day at a certain time, I have to take a smoke.
他说我结婚以后，我妻子多次讲我，劝我。
He said, after he got married, many a times his wife tried to persuade him.
他说我也知道我应该把这个烟放下。
He knew that he ought to cut the habit.
他说我戒烟成功啊，大概只维持一个礼拜。
He said, then he would be successful in cutting the habit for about at most 1 week.
他说你没有这种瘾的人可能不知道，这个瘾来的时候啊，你就不由自主地跟着他走的。
He says, you don't understand people like us who have this kind of nicotine addiction. When it comes, it comes. I just can't chase it away.
啊，所以他说结了婚以后，他就不在太太也不在家人面前抽烟。
So after he got married, he did not smoke in front of his family members.
他每天晚上都要出去运动，他说这就是他快乐的时候。
So every night when he went out to exercise, that was his happy time.
他说有一次他妻子带着全孩子们回国去探亲。
One time, his wife took the children back to China to visit his her relatives.
他一个人在家，他说我会把家呢整个 remodel 哈、啊，他其实说真快乐啊，我自由了，可以随时抽烟了。
So he thought to himself that he can remodel the house, but then of course he even thought now he is free to smoke whenever he wanted.
他有一天呢，他正在家里啊做木工。
One day he was doing carpentry work at home.
他开了个收音机。
He turned the radio on.
听那个一个基督徒的电台。
And listened to a Christian radio.
他说那个弟兄啊就在讲我们得生命。
This brother was talking about gaining this new life.
他说一个呢不受捆绑的复活的生命。
A life that is free of bondage, a risen life.
死不能捆绑。
That death cannot bind.
他说他听到这个好像忽然呢圣灵抓住他的心了。
When he heard that, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit grabbed onto his heart.
他就不能继续做工了。
He couldn't continue
working. 因为一直有一个感觉说要去祷告，要去祷告。
He kept on having this prompting to go to pray.
他到底是一个蒙恩得救的人。
He truly was a born again person.
他那一天就顺服这个感觉，他就放下他的工作呢，回到屋里去跪下来祷告。
That day he obeyed that feeling, went back into his house and knelt down to pray.
他跪下来祷告，主只给他看见一根烟。
When he knelt down to pray, the Lord allowed him to see one cigarette.
他没有什么话，他只说主啊，你做，我不能做。
He had nothing to say. He says, Lord, you do it. I can't.
他那一天站起来，他说我到今天已经快要四年了，一次都没有碰过。
And when he got up from his knees, he said, up to today is already 4 years. I have not taken one.
一点别人要劝我，一点感觉都没有。
He had no urge anymore when people wanted to him to smoke.
但是我是活在这个生命的里面。
He says, I'm living in this life.
活在我的里面，我还是会受人情的影响。
Living within myself, I can be affected by men.
弟兄姊妹们，这是主给我们的祝福。
This is a blessing that God gives.
有了这个生命，神才有一个根基，可以在你我身上做工。
With this life, then God has a foundation by which He can work.
没有这个根基，神就什么都不做。
Without this foundation, there's nothing that God can do.
所以在诗篇里面，诗篇的作者讲，根基若毁坏，一人就一无所作。
That's why the psalmist says that if the foundation is broken, there's nothing the righteous can do.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要宝贵这个生命。
We need to treasure this life.
这个生命也是永远的。
Because this is an eternal life.
它在我们里面，就在我们的里面。
Once it is in you, it is always there.
它不仅是不改变的。
Not only that it's unchangeable.
而且将来我们要在这个生命里面与主面对面。
And in the future, one day, before the Lord, we will see Him face to face.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，有了这个生命，神可以开始在我们身上做工。
So therefore, with this life within, then God can start to work.
他的光照,
His enlightenment,
他的扶持,
His support,
他向我们说话,
when He speaks,
都在这个生命的警戒范围的里面,
are all within the realm of this life.
不是在我们的理智的里面,
it is not in our rational.
是的, 他在我们生命里面, 会到我们的理性, 成为人可以明白的。
Yes, when this life is in us, it will go into our logic so that people can understand.
但是生命的工作却不是从头脑开始达到心的。
But yet the work of life, it doesn't start from your intellect into your heart.
乃是从心出来 变成我们生活的表现。
But that it comes and rises from the heart so that in your outward behavior you can see it.
我要讲一个啊，我自己服侍中主让我的学习。
I want to share something that I have learned in my service.
大概七年前。
About 7 years ago.
有一次啊，我从这里开车去波特兰。
One time I drove from Seattle to Portland.
在 Olympia.
In Olympia.
弟兄们呢，要我在那里留一个晚上，跟他们有一点交通。
The brothers in Olympia asked me to stay there for one night to share with them.
我记得那一天在一个弟兄家里面，大概二三十个人。
I remember that night in our brother's home, there are about 20, 30 some odd people.
一起聚集。
We sang and had fellowship.
他们啊说你经过这里，你应该交通一点主的话。
They said since you're passing by, you should share some of God's words with us.
那天我就讲到生命是神在我们身上做工的根基。
And so that night I shared about the work of the Lord in us as our foundation.
讲完了呢，这聚会结束了。
After I finished, the meeting was over.
好，我们回到弟兄的家里，他又跟我们交通，我们谈了差不多早上两点钟才睡觉。
And I went back to my host home, and we shared until about 2 o'clock before we went to sleep.
但早上六点钟了，电话就响了，响完以后，这个弟兄在敲我的门。
About 6 o'clock in the morning, the phone rang, and the host, the brother, knocked at my door.
伯弟兄有件事要跟你谈谈。
He said, Brother Paul, there's something I need to talk to you.
我说什么事？他刚才我听到一个电话。
He said, just now the phone rang.
这电话完了以后，另外又来了个电话。
After this phone call, there was another phone call.
他说我要把这些事跟你讲一讲。
He said, I need to tell you what happened.
他说昨天晚上有两个姊妹来聚会。
Last night, two sisters came to the meeting.
这两个姊妹呢，在我们中间啊，她们彼此之间有一点的难处，差不多有六个月彼此不讲话。
And there was some issues between these two sisters, so they refused to talk to each other for about 6 months.
当然我不去讲他们中间发生什么事情，就是这样，他们不讲话。
Of course, they didn't want to elaborate the details, but that's what happened.
刚开头的时候，弟兄姊妹用很多的爱心请他们个别吃饭，然后交通，然后呢，想要使他们和好。
In the beginning, a lot of brothers and sisters invited them over for dinner and wanted to heal the wound between the two of them.
但是呢，这样努力了几个月没有用，反而他们之间裂痕越来越大。
And after several months, it was to no avail.
好，我想呢，这我们每个人有服侍经验的人，迟早我们都要承认，我们是无用的医生。
And I'm sure a lot of us can confess because when we're in service, we realize that we're very helpless doctors.
我们常常觉得我们给人的服侍是最有理的。
Many times we feel that our services to other people are the most reasonable and the best.
结果却没有办法产生属灵的果效。
But as a result, we have no spiritual result.
我们只好到主面前来承认说我不会服侍。
So we confess before the Lord and say, Lord, we don't know how to serve.
我不过是个无用的医生。
I am just a very worthless doctor.
那个弟兄就跟我们讲，我们大家聚会弟兄姊妹就承认，在这两个姊妹中间呢，我们没有办法做调解的工作。
So the brothers and sisters in that group confessed that they could not bind put these two sisters together.
他说，但是今天早上一大早有一个姊妹先打电话来。
But this morning, all of a sudden, there's one sister called.
他告诉他说，弟兄啊，我非要跟你讲不可。
And the sister said, Brother, I've got to talk to you.
昨天晚上我听到我有生命了。
Last night, she heard that she has
life. 这个生命是主做工的根基。
And this life is the foundation of which God works.
他说我一个晚上睡不着觉。
So she could not sleep all night.
圣灵跟我讲说，你今天早上起来第一件事，打电话给那个姊妹，说我错了。
So the Holy Spirit told her to first thing the next morning you have to call this
other sister. 不管你多有理由。
Apologize, no matter how reasonable you are.
你先讲说我错了，愿你原谅我。
You must be the first to apologize and say I am sorry.
他说我刚才就打去了。
So she said, I just did that.
他那个对方也说，我昨天也一夜睡不着觉。
The other sister said, I also could not sleep all night last night.
主也要我跟你说，我错了。
The Lord also told me to apologize to you.
我们两个应该在主的爱中和好。
We should reconcile in God's love.
他们两个打完了，就给这个负责弟兄打电话。
So after they called each other, they called this responsible brother.
弟兄姊妹们，神在我们身上要让我们经历它，必须是借着这个生命。
In order for us to experience God, it must be through this life.
不是借着你背了多少圣经。
It's not by how many Bible verses you
memorized. 不是借着你 懂得怎样把圣经解开来告诉别人，别人说我明白了。
Now how well you can analyze and dissect the scriptures for others?
乃是借着这个生命。
But through this life.
主耶稣说，我来了，是要叫羊得生命。
Jesus says, I come that my sheep can have life.
有了这个生命，神就在我们身上有了做工的根基。
With this life, then there's a foundation that God can start to work.
换句话说，父神呢，在我们身上就名正言顺的可以做事情。
In other words, then our God the Father will have every single reason to start to work.
He's entitled.
He's entitled to do it.
在我们身上做工。
Then he can start to work.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Because we are his
children. 而那个工作的结果，乃是叫我得着更丰盛的生命。
So the result of his work is that we are to have a more abundant life.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是基督在我里面增加了。
That means Christ can increase in me.
就是基督的性情在我里面成形了。
The nature of Christ in me can be more formed.
将来我们到天上去，每一个人呢，我们的个格都会带上去。
One day when we all go to heaven, we will bring our own individuality up there.
但是却不是我们今天在肉身中显出这样的个格。
But not the kind that we show on earth.
有一位弟兄讲，如果神爱世人呢，要把世人都救到天上去。
Well, brother said, since God loves the people of the world and we're all safe and get up to heaven.
使天上都充满了有罪的这个蒙恩的罪人。
And that the heaven will be full of sinners saved by grace.
但是都没有得着丰盛的生命。
And yet minus this fullness of life.
那么天堂呢，就变成地狱了。
Then heaven can also become a hell.
我们在地上所有的难处，到天上去还要再吵勇士啊，那多痛苦啊！
The problem we have on earth when we bring it to eternity, we have to fight.
哎呀，我就是想到，对不起。
That is hard.
我就是想到就很害怕。
Once I think of that, I get very fearful.
真是在地上做人已经够痛苦了，到天上去我们还要勇士的再这样做人吗？
Is painful enough to be a human being on earth? We have to repeat this in heaven?
不是的。
No.
主来了要叫我们得生命。
The Lord comes so that we have to have life.
并且得的更丰盛。
And have a more abundant.
我们的个格只不过是做了一个器皿而已。
Individually, we are just a vessel.
里面装的是什么呢？
What is contained inside?
装的是神的儿子。
And that is Jesus himself. 乃
是基督。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
这样子我们到天上去，那才是真实的，是光又是爱。
In this way, when we get to heaven, then we truly will have light and love.
充满了喜乐。
Full of joy.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个生命不是别的。
This life is none other.
乃是我们的主耶稣自己。
But Jesus himself.
生命也是神儿女们的特征。与标记。
And this life is also the special characteristic and uniqueness of God's children.
The mark of the church.
It's the mark of the church.
是教会该有的那个标记。
It is the mark that the church should have.
这是生命。
That's life.
所以我们今天在一起聚会，我们在一起生活，不是一些的规条。
So when we gather together to live in the church life, it's not that we have all these ordinances.
啊，看看你，我们这画条线，你是不是走在这条线的这一边？
You draw this line, and you should be on this side of the line.
弟兄姊妹们，那个是宗教。
That is just religion.
我们知道，今天很多人把信主当作宗教。
A lot of people place believing in the Lord as just merely religion.
所以有一个很特别的说法，我年轻时候听见。
When I was young, I heard this.
撒旦的那个办公室里面呢。
In the office of Satan,
他有一个宗教事务局。
He has a of
这个 religious affair 的 office administration.
There's a religious affair.
在这宗教事务局里面有一个基督教部门。
And in this administration, there is the Department of Christianity.
那就是很多人呢，把圣经里面做人的道理当作信耶稣。
And a lot of people places the morality of the
essence of what it is
as believing in the Lord.
我们确实是很有道德。
Of course, we do have good high morals.
我们确实是很恭敬的人。
And we are very righteous.
但是我们却活在宗教的里面。
But we lived within this so-called religion.
不在生命的里面。
And not in life.
啊，我们聚会呢，不过是一个仪文。
So you meet together just like the tradition.
到了时候就有诗班来为向我们唱诗歌。
When the time comes, the choir come up to sing.
我们到了时候呢，要穿上特别的衣服。
And when the time comes, you have a different attire.
这些都给人感觉一个肃穆庄严的感觉。
And it really gives you a sense of solemnness.
但是里面却没有生命。
But lacking life.
不一定是生命。
May not necessarily be life.
我们知道生命也可以有这些表现，但是 有这些表现不一定是生命。
Of course, you may have such mannerisms in life, but then this may not necessarily mean you have life.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，神儿女们的特性，教会的标记，乃是基督，乃是生命。
So the special characteristics as well as the mark of the church must be the life of Christ.
所以使徒保罗告诉我们说，今天呢，我们已经脱开了律法。
So therefore, the Apostle Paul tells us that we have today escaped from the law.
我们今天的服事呢，不再照着字句规条仪文的旧样。
So our services must not be according to the letter of the law of the Old Testament.
我们乃是照着圣灵在我灵里面的引导那个新样来侍奉。
But rather according to the newness of the Holy Spirit in me, therefore we serve.
当神的儿女们活在这种光景里面的时候，
When God's children are living within this stage,
那是何等的喜乐，
It should be a very joyful thing.
何等的安息，
And restful.
不再有定罪，
No more sense of condemnation.
不再有争论，
Or even striving.
不再有指责，
And even criticism.
因为我们活在主血的遮盖的底下，
Because we're living under the covering of His blood.
活在圣灵的自由的里面，
Within the freedom of the Holy Spirit.
我们在基督里面正是在律法之下。
Even though we're in Christ, we're even under the law.
基督不说的我就不说了。
If Christ doesn't speak, I will not.
基督不做的我就不做了。
If he doesn't do it, I will not.
基督做的我就做。
If Christ does it, I will follow.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个叫做生命。
This is life.
一切是从里面到外面来的。
Everything must start internally into the external.
所以今天对我们神的儿女们，
So for God's children today,
我们得救了以后，主的圣灵重生了我们。
After we're saved, we are born again by the Holy Spirit.
我们里面呢开始会有这个生命的感觉。
You will start to have this feeling or the sense of life.
我们要学习呢尊重并且活在这个生命的感觉里面。
We need to learn to honor as well as to live within this feeling of life.
我们知道人有做人的这感觉。
We know we have our senses as a man.
有人的意识。
We have our own human feelings of
human conscience.
Our human conscience.
我们会有做人的这个意识。
We have the conscience how we live.
在医学上面来讲，如果一个人他的身体还活着。
Medically speaking, if a person's body is still alive,
但是他做人的意识失去了。
But then he loses his conscience.
我们在医学上可能有学医的弟兄姊妹，请修正我啊，称这种情形叫做 coma。
Correct me if I'm wrong. People like that who's alive without the consciousness, they're in a coma.
一个人在这种光景里面久的话，他变成什么样的人？
When a person in this comatose state for a long time, what kind of a person he is?
像去年呢，佛罗里达州有一个案子哈，那个 Terry Schiavo.
Terry Schiavo from Florida last year.
他有15年呢，在这种光景里面。
She was comatose for 15 years.
他虽然还活着。
Although she was alive.
他也能吃饭，心也会跳。
Her heart was beating, she could eat.
他对光也有反应，你跟他讲话，他脸上还有一点表情。
She reacted to light, and when you talk to her, she has a few expressions.
但是他完全没有做人正常的意识。
But that she could not move like a normal person.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那称作什么呢？
What is that?
那称作植物人。
It's like
vegetable
person.
我们中文叫植物人。
It's a vegetable state.
那么今天若是一个神的儿女。
As God's children,
我们蒙恩得救是有那个生命的感觉。
After we're born again, we should have the feeling of life.
这个生命在我们里面就是光。
And this life inside of us
我们活在这个光的里面。
As we live in this light,
什么时候我们离开了这个光？
Whenever you depart away from this light, you will lose the feeling of life.
那我成为什么样的基督徒呢？
So what kind of a Christian do we become?
我在读大学的年代就碰见这个挑战。
When I was in college, I met this challenge.
有一个年长的弟兄啊，他就问我说：“你过去这个信了主以后10年的时间，你是怎样的基督徒？”
This elderly brother asked us, "In your last 10 years living as a Christian, what kind of a Christian were you?"
我被他一问呢，我就头低下来，不敢回答。他说：“你讲讲看，你是什么样基督徒？”
And he asked me, so I bent my head. I dare not reply.
我说我是一个死的基督徒。
I said I was a dead Christian.
他说不是。
He says, no, you're not.
我说我是一个假的基督徒。
I said I was a fake Christian.
好，不是，
says, no.
你得救是真的，不是假的。
Your born again experience was real, it's not fake.
那我说，那你说我是什么基督徒了
？And so I said, well, what kind of Christian do you think I was?
他说你是一个不活的，快要死的基督徒。
And he says you are a Christian who's almost dead.
啊，弟兄姊妹，那就叫做植物人的基督徒。
That's a Christian that's in a vegetable state.
啊，我们失去了那个生命的感觉。
We lose that sense of life.
所以我们在生活里面呢，一切照着人的感觉来办事情。
So in our daily living, we do everything according to our human feelings.
我们不照着圣灵在里面的感觉来做事情。
And not according to the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
那么对神看呢，这个人还是有生命的。
In the eyes of God, this person still has life.
但这个生命在他身上活不活呢？
But then this life within him is not active.
产不产生功效呢？
Will it have its function?
不产生功效。
No.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们要得救了以后呢，我们要非常的留意的去摸这个生命的感觉。
So after we're born again, we have to be very careful to be in touch of this feeling of life.
我们要尊重这生命的感觉。
So we need to honor this feeling of life.
我们要活在这生命的感觉里面。
Living within this feeling of life.
这个生命的感觉也可以这样讲啊，就是神的意识。
Or we can say this way, this is the very consciousness of God.
或者说向着神的意识。
Or the conscious toward God.
一个人怎么知道自己得救了呢？
How does a person know that he is born again?
就是我得着了这个意识。
It's that he has his God consciousness.
我祷告的时候不再觉得是自言自语了。
When this person prays, he is no longer praying in thin air.
我在祷告的时候也不是要祷告给别人听了。
And he is no longer praying for other people to hear.
就是祷告给我自己，祷告给主。
He's praying to himself and to the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是神的意识，生命的感觉在我们里面。
So this is God consciousness and the manifestation or the evidence of life.
好，那么我们有了这种生命的感觉。
With this kind of a feeling of life.
这就是我们基督徒在地上生活行事的一个准则。
This is the very standard of which we can live as Christians.
使徒保罗告诉我们说他怎么生活。
The Apostle Paul tells us how he lives.
他说我立了志向。
Is I am determined.
好，在我肉身中啊，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
In his flesh, whether to live or to die, the Christ will be manifested.
好，我不晓得弟兄姊妹啊，我们立不立志
？I don't know. Do you also make this determination?
好，我们可能小的时候比较多立志。
Maybe when you're young, you have a lot of these. You will have this ambition.
好，年纪大了就不太立志，因为知道立了志也做不到。
And when you get older, you have less ambition because you know that even though you try to do it, you can't do it.
我碰见有些年轻弟兄，过三十岁那一天啊，他说我要好好去沉思一天。
And so some people after they pass their 30th birthday, they said they want to go out and be in deep thought for one day.
To meditate.
And to meditate.
好，我们的 Oregon 离海不像西雅图这么近。要开一个多钟头的车啊，他就到海边去沉思一天。
And in Portland, they have to drive more than an hour to the coast to meditate for that one day.
他们回来我就问呢，你沉思了以后有什么立什么志啊？
So when they come back, I said, well, what do you think after your meditation?
使徒保罗立了一个心志。
The Apostle Paul had this ambition.
他的生活是为了让基督能够照常显大。
In his life, he still wants Christ to be supreme.
怎么样照常显大呢？
How?
不是对和错的问题了。
It's not a matter of right or wrong.
而是生和死的问题了。
But a matter of life or death.
在这件事情上，我向着圣灵是活的吗？
Am I alive in this issue toward the Holy Spirit?
在这件事情上面，我向着自己，向着环境是死的吗？
In this situation, am I dead toward this?
无论是生是死。总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether in life or in death, the Christ may be manifested in me.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们摸到了这个
，If you're in touch with this，
在我们生活中呢，要享受主的工作和祝福就比较容易。
In our daily life, it will be easier for us to enjoy His work and His blessing.
我也要再讲一对我认识弟兄姊妹他们信主以后不久。的一个经验。
I also want to share with you a testimony of a couple that just was a brand new believer.
这一对弟兄姊妹呢，好不容易在远东工作了好多年呢，存够了钱，又拿到一点的资助，就到美国来读书。
So this couple had worked for many years to gather up enough savings and financial assistance to come to the state to study.
这个先生读书啊，太太就辞掉工作。他们叫做陪读。
And so the husband quit his job and the wife came to accompany the husband.
啊，所以有人讲这个 PhD 啊，叫做 push husband through.
That's what PhD stands for.
啊，当然那个 D 要改成 T 了。
It stands for PhD.
啊，就是把这个丈夫推上去啊，好像他拿到学位。
Pushing the husband through so that he can get his candidacy.
所以到那里啊，这个太太就觉得啊，我牺牲这么大，你应该好好给我读书啊。
And so once they came over, the wife thought, I have sacrificed so much, you better study well.
但是这个太先生呢，每天呢，他就是没有课就喜欢回家的人。
And this husband, when he doesn't have a class, he likes to go home.
他一回家，太太站在门口就拉长了脸。
And once he returns, the wife will look at him with a big frown.
又回来这个没出息的人。
How come you're back so early?
我给你做了一个便当啊，你吃完便当才回来嘛。
I gave you a lunchbox. You need to finish your lunch before you come home.
你应该到学校图书馆去做做功课啊。
Go back to the library.
这先生说不，我在家有你陪我，我读得比较好，有效率。
And the husband says, No, I'd rather be home and study with you.
你看，两个都是好意哈、啊，但是吵得啊不可开交、啊。
They both meant well, but they were these big arguments.
结果书也不读了，饭也不做了。
And so he couldn't continue on to study.
但是感谢主啊，就这个原因啊，他们两个信主了。
And so thank the Lord because of this, they both became Christians.
信了主还是吵。
After they became Christians, they still fought.
而且他们离开我们服侍地方，就搬到 Florida 去了。
They left where we were serving and they moved over to Florida.
这个太太还是一样，她就每天早上啊，给她先生做两个便当。
So every morning the wife made two lunch boxes.
一个西餐的，一个中餐的。
When Western
and one
Chinese. So she ordered him to finish before he was able to come home.
这个做丈夫的、啊、常常给我打电话，说伯君我痛苦死了。
And the husband many times would call me long distance and say, Brother boy, I'm in pain.
他说我真是，我坐在图书馆读不下书的。
He says, I can't study in the library.
但是我又不能回家，多难过啊。
But I can't go home. I suffer.
后来有一个组织，有一次啊，他给我打电话，说伯君现在过去了。
So one Sunday, all of a sudden he called and said, Brother boy, it's over.
我问他怎么过去的。
So I asked him what happened.
他说我现在知道了，不是我有理还是他有理的问题。
He says, now I know it's not that whether I'm reasonable or she's reasonable.
也不是我有爱心或者他有爱心的问题。
And it's not a matter of who has more love.
是我拣选生命树还是拣选分别善恶树。
It's whether I'm choosing the tree of the knowledge of good and evil or the tree of life.
或者我拣选生还是我拣选死。
Or to say whether I choose to live or choose to die.
有一个主日，有一位弟兄从 Orlando 来跟我们交通这个信息。
Because one Sunday, the brother from Orlando came to share this message.
我就觉得那一天是主对我说话。
I felt that day the Lord spoke to me.
我以前呢都是帮我太太听到了，这一次是为我自己听了。
He said, in the past, I listened to the sermon for my wife, now I'm listening for myself.
我们常常聚会都是帮别人听到。
Many times in a meeting, we listen to sermon for other people.
回去就问他说，你听见了没有？孙弟兄这样说的。
And then you go home and say, did you hear what brother son said today?
我们常常，所以孙弟兄背了很多黑锅。
So poor brother son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要为自己听到。
We need to listen to the sermon for ourselves.
那一天这个弟兄感觉呢，是主光照他。
That day, this brother felt that the Lord enlightened him.
他第二天早上上学的时候，跟他太太讲：“谢谢你为我做两个便当。”
So the next morning, he woke up and said, "Thank you so much for packing my lunch."
去了学校。
So it was joy. He went to school.
哎，他说我这一天开始啊，读书也很有效率。
So he felt that he was very effective studying.
读得很好，而且我还有时间呢，可以啊。读圣经。
He even had time left over to read the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个生命的感觉带我们不是进入生就是进入死。
This feeling of life will lead you either to life or to death.
好叫基督在我身上照常显大。
We need to allow the Lord to really manifest in us.
所以保罗说，我活着就是基督。
Therefore, Paul says, for me to live is Christ.
我死了就有益处。
And to die is gain.
啊，这个益处呢，就是他不再被他自己的天然的个性、自己的习惯捆绑。
This gain means he's no longer in bondage by his human personality.
所以到了加拉太书，保罗做见证。
So we come to the book of Galatians and Paul testified.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
For I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经习惯了拣选生，我已经习惯了这个向环境死。
I've been accustomed to choose life and to die to my environment.
我能够承认那个事实在我身上现在已经稳定了。
So I can confess that this reality in me is settled.
他说呢，好叫我现在活着的不再是我了。
It's no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
并且我如今在肉身中行事为人做事。
For I now live.
我是靠着中文翻说靠着神儿子的靠着信神的儿子而活。
In the Chinese Bible it says by the faith of the Son of God.
但是呢在英文原文的意思是说神儿子的信心现在就是我的信心。
So in the English translation it says, the faith of the Son of God is also now my faith.
我们的经验告诉我们说我们的相信是常常摇摆的。
Our experience tells us that we are very unstable in our faith.
我们的信心是常常起伏的。
We go up and down in our faith.
但是当我肯拣选生，并且愿意进入死的时候
，When I'm willing to choose life and enter into death，
那么神儿子的信心就成为我可以运用的信心。
Then the faith of the Son of God can be the faith that I can execute.
在这个信心里面，他对主耶稣的爱就感受格外的清晰和浓厚。
And in such a faith, we will be able to experience the depths and the clarity of His love.
保罗说，他是爱我。
So Paul says, for He loves me and gave Himself for me.
所以我不敢轻看他的舍己。
For I dare not despise His love.
他的舍己在我身上应该发生功效。
His selflessness in me should have its effect.
我记得早期当我读懂这一句话的时候，我里面充满了眼泪。
In my early days, when I really understood what this verse meant, I was full of tears.
每次剥饼，我就感觉他是爱我。
Every time I broke bread, I realized how much He loves me.
他是为我这个罪人舍己。
And how He gave His life for me, a sinner.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们这样尝到生命的美善。
Today, if you can taste of the goodness of this life.
使徒彼得劝我们说，人要爱慕生命。
The Apostle Peter tells us that we are to encourage and be encouraged in the goodness of this life.
我们要 desire after.
And desire after this life.
我们要爱慕这个生命。
We should desire this life.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们常常爱慕这个事，爱慕那个事。
Nowadays we desire after this or that.
我们年轻的弟兄姊妹，你有没有什么爱慕的？
For you young ones, do you have any desires?
我们年纪大的，我们也有我们爱慕的。
For those of you older, you have your desires.
彼得在他晚年时候写书信，告诉我们说，我们要爱慕生命。
In an aged Peter, he says in his epistles that we are to desire after life.
因为这个生命决定我们永世的价值。
Because this life determines your value in eternity.
我们看见有价值的，我们才会去爱慕它。
If you see that something that is of value, then you can desire it.
这一个生命呢，也和我们在地上的日子中能不能享福有关系。
And this life also determines whether or not we will be blessed in our earthly living.
今天人享福啊，不在乎外面物质的丰富。
Nowadays, our earthly blessings is not because of how rich we are outwardly.
很多物质丰富的人呢，一点福都没有。
A lot of us who are very prosperous outside may not have blessings.
反而那些呢，里面蛮有生命的人，他们做什么好像都能够自己享福，也祝福别人。
But rather those who are full of life, they themselves can have blessings as well as to give blessings to others.
我们要爱慕这个生命。
We need to desire after this life.
这个生命不是别的，我在讲就是我们的主耶稣自己。
So let me repeat, this life is none other but our Jesus Himself.
并且我们要持定这个生命。
We also need to hold fast to this life.
这告诉我们说，环境要考验我们。
Telling us that the environment will test you.
无论是个人
，individually，
或者是团体。
Or in a group.
我们都要经过这个考验。
We all will enter through this testing.
这个考验是一个征战。
This testing is a warfare.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要持定永生。
We need to hold fast to eternal life.
我很感谢主，在我蒙恩的年日中。
I thank God that in my years of being saved.
我看见许多走在我前面年长的弟兄姊妹们。
I see many brothers and sisters who have walked before me.
他们爱慕生命。
How they desire life.
他们也经过各样的考验。
And they have gone through all kinds of trials.
有些考验呢，真是不是用眼泪可以说明的。
Some trials cannot even be expressed by tears.
但是他们走出来的时候，满了基督。
But then when they come out of it, they are full of Christ.
满了福分。
Full of blessings.
并且把福分带给周围的人。
as well as being able to impart blessings to the people around them.
这个生命的感觉,
this feeling of life.
在我们基督徒的身上,
for us Christians,
可以用几个可以领会描述的字来做一个说明。
We can use several words to describe it.
保罗讲到, 他说, 神的国不在乎吃喝。
He says the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking.
我们知道吃的好东西我会感觉甜美舒服。
When you eat something good, you can feel how sweet it is.
我认识一个姊妹啊,
I know a sister.
她很会吃。
She really appreciates good food.
她不是大吃。
She doesn't eat a whole lot.
她吃得很精致。
And she is very detailed when she eats.
她吃到一个好东西觉得味道好她立刻放下筷子不吃了。
When she eats something very good, she immediately put down her chopsticks.
免得让别的味道把这个好的滋味给打散。
For fear that other tastes in her mouth would dilute her good taste.
弟兄姊妹们，我们摸到生命就要有这种感觉。
When we are in touch with life, that's how we should be.
一摸到了，不论我再有理由或怎样，我不说了。
No, when you're in touch with this life, no matter how reasonable you feel, you will stop talking.
因为主在我里面。
Because the Lord is in you, that's enough.
弟兄姊妹们，那就够了。
That's enough.
所以保罗讲的不在乎吃喝。
So Paul says, it's not a matter of drinking or eating.
乃在乎公义。
But righteousness.
这就是光。
That's light.
乃在乎平安和平。
And peace.
所以保罗在告诉我们，要让基督的平安在我们心里面做主。
That's what Paul says, you need to have the peace of God rule in your heart.
什么时候失去了这个平安，我们要赶快回到主面前去对付。
Whenever you lose that peace, you must come right back to the Lord to deal with it.
有这个平安，我们就够了。
With this peace, it's sufficient.
第三个。
Third.
圣灵中的喜乐。
And the joy of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个喜乐呢？
Do you have this joy?
从我得救的那一天开始。
From the day that I started to believe.
这个喜乐没有离开过。
This joy has not left.
这个喜乐越经历，越叫我们感觉是满有荣光。说不出来的喜乐。
The more I experience, the more I feel that this joy is full of life, inexpressible.
我们的父神爱我们。
Our God the Father loves us.
他是生命的源头。
And He is the source of life.
所以他就把他的儿子赐给我们。
Therefore He gave us His Son.
叫我们在他里面得生命。
So that in Him we can have life.
并且得丰盛的生命。
And have it more abundantly.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless His word.
祝福所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And all of the dear ones here.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you with a full heart.
我们实在感觉自己的不配。
How we feel we are so unworthy.
在人生的路上走得越多时日。
The more days we have traveled on our journey on earth,
我们越感觉自己的不堪，自己的软弱。
We feel we're so fragile and so weak.
但是我们感谢你。
But we thank you.
你把你自己给我们。
You've given to us yourself.
这乃是上好的福分。
Which is the better portion.
主啊，在你的右手中有永远生命的福分。
Lord, in your right hand you have the portion of life.
我们要跟随你。
We want to follow you.
主啊，但愿你给我们的祝福不是别的。
Lord, may the blessing that you give us is none other.
乃是你的自己。
But yourself.
但愿你也借着圣灵教导我们。
Lord, through the Holy Spirit, teach us.
爱慕生命。
To desire after life.
愿意拣选生命。
And to be willing to choose life.
愿意把自己借着你的十字架置于死地。
And to be willing to put ourselves to death by your cross.
主啊，好叫你在我们身上得着你要得着的。
Lord, so that you can gain what you want to gain in us.
愿你祝福你的话语。
Bless your words.
祝福所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And all of the brothers and sisters here.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.